welcome to Casinos USA. Hey, we're going to go to a session of our podcast today that was recorded live at the Meadows in Washington, Pennsylvania. Here we go. Well, we just finished here at the Meadows, the three of us, and want to talk to you about this Larry Adell system. He refers to it as sixes and eights, and just checked in with my buddies, and you know, everybody won. I mean, I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just telling you I am totally shocked because I did not expect this to happen. Again, we did not expect this to happen. It's there's six steps. Okay, so you don't do anything on a come out. You wait for a seven to roll, and you wait for a point of 4, 5, 9, or 10. So it's a come out roll. Somebody throws a 4, 5, 9, or 10, and this is the only time that you bet. You then place the 6 and 8 for $30 each. So you get $60 on the table. When either number hits, you take both down. And you're probably thinking, that's not too different. I heard of systems like this. But this is where it's different. If the point is made, you know, your bets are down. Or if five rolls occur without any 6 or 8s, you take both bets down, and you just have to wait for another 7 to roll before you start again. So that's the big difference. Start over again. Wait for a 7 to roll. Wait for the point of 4, 5, 9, or 10 to be established. You're not going to place bet on a 6 or 8. You place bet to 6 and 8 when it's a 4, 5, 9, or 10 established point for $30 each. And you're going to hang with those bets just for 5 rolls, and you take both down and you wait. So you do a lot of waiting in this system. But after 2 hours, all three of us are up. And I have taken bets down in after 3 hits. But I've never taken bets down after a certain number of rolls. And that's why he says in his book, he argues that mathematically, you know, a 7 is going to come up every 6 or 7 rolls in the truest sense. So that's why it makes it's completely logical to play craps this way. And he's saying that if you play this way consistently, you'll be a consistent winner. Now, I didn't make enough today to make a living this way, but I made a couple $100, and you know, I'll take it. So I have to apologize. I was very skeptical. Okay, one more time. You wait for a 7 to roll, and you wait for the established point to be a 4, a 5, a 9, or a 10. As soon as that's established, you immediately make $30 bets on the 6 and 8. You stick with those place bets for 5 rolls. If one of the 6 or the 8 hits, you take them both down and you wait for the next 7. But if you go 5 rolls and nothing has happened, you take the bets down because he's saying a 7's coming real soon. Now, we know that's not going to be the case, but he's talking about over the long haul daily, if you do it, you're going to be a consistent winner. And today, at 3 different tables with 3 different players from Casinos USA, that's exactly what happened. We're all going to the buffet and meeting a couple other friends there as well to talk about this, and we all won. I'll get some more specifics and give them to you later in the podcast. All right, signing off from the Meadows Casino in Washington, Pennsylvania. Welcome, everyone, back to Casinos USA Studio at episode 25, Making a Living Playing Craps. That's our question. That's our topic today. And we're examining the strategies of Larry Adell in a book called Make Your Living Playing Craps. Oh, some things go together, right? Love and marriage. All right, let's begin our show. And of course, we're ready for some casino group therapy today because that's what happens when you're a recreational gambler. You need to have those casino group therapies. So welcome, everyone. And I'm looking around the studio, and you know who I see? It's our digital audience. Hi, everybody. Let's take a good look and re-examine this thing, this Larry Adell strategy, Making a Living Playing Craps. Larry's surname is spelled E-D-E-L-L. Larry Adell. E-D-E-L-L. All right, here we go. Let me give you some of my own thoughts on Larry Adell's E-D-E-L-L again system. There'll be many rules where nothing is happening for you, and that's certainly a challenge. You know, whenever the point is 6 or 8, the established point, then you're not on the board at all. And anytime the number of rolls go over five rolls, when the establishment point is four, five, to nine, or a 10, then you're coming down and nothing is happening there either. So there's many rolls where nothing is happening. So you're playing the six and eight when the established point is a four, five, nine, or 10, and you're only playing them for five rolls or till one hit. And, you know, in my case, I go off and on in the ways that I play, but it was basically on hits of a number, but it wasn't on just rolls. So, you know, you can practice this at home. And well, the first thing I have to say is, you don't have to go 30-30 on the 6 and 8. I mean, let's just talk about it. You can go 18-18 or 12-12 for that matter. I mean, you can take the figure down to something that you're comfortable with, all right? But, you know, again, I'm not telling you what to do, but give it a try. And so you're not exposed to a lot of dangerous things. And, you know, any short period of roll dice aren't true to the long-term math of the game. But, you know, within seven rolls, a seven's going to show in true math. And that's why he's saying you go five rolls and take it down. So, you know, he'll argue that math is on his side, which is unlike, you know, most systems that that we play. So, again, it's something to think about. But I wanted to say, if you want to practice this at home and you don't have a craps table like I do, but sometimes I don't have someone to get the dice and bring them back. I do it myself. You know, grandkids love to do that. Push the dice back to you and you can, you know, practice things. But you can also go to wizardofodds.com/play/craps. I'll do that one more time. You can go to wizardofodds.com/play/craps. And I think it's one of the best online digital craps games you can play. Now, you can play for free or for money, so I'm telling you right now, play for free. And practice Larry Adell's system he calls the six and eights. So I explained it repeatedly. I hope you picked it up. Three people on three different tables had positive results. And I'm not going to tell you that I won't do it again. I can see me trying to, you know, do some things with it and some other things with it. But it makes some sense. And so I kind of overreacted to make your living playing craps, but I don't think you really can make your living playing craps, but that's an argument for another day. And give it a try and let us know. And just give us a call at 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. That's 24/7, our answering service. And you have 5 minutes to talk about your experience with this system or anything else regarding a casino culture in the United States or around the world. So we welcome that, and if we can, we'll get it on the air for you, so we'll respond to your call. All right, we're done with the first part of our show, but we got quite a bit more to come. Well, I welcome my partner, Janie, here, and we're talking about a book. You know, we kind of went through it pretty quickly. It was one of those things when you go into a bookstore and they have this book's out of print, you know, and you see them for $2 or $3. But it was interesting title. It was How to Avoid Casino Traps. And the author was John Alcamo, A-L-C-A-M-O. And we went through the book, and there's six that we wanted to talk about. And the first one, Janie, I think we've seen this a couple times. When you go into a casino, they're usually the off-strip casinos in Las Vegas, but there's casinos other places that do this. And their big promotion is cash your paycheck here. And have you seen some of those signs?
Well, yes, I've seen them. I've seen them frequently, especially, as you said, in off-strip casinos, in the casinos that are spread out, you know, in East Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, and so on, and even in ones in other states.
Yeah, so I remember if you cash your paycheck, you sort of get it. Here's some things that I've seen. You get a free buffet or a free drink ticket for the casino bar. But the one that I think really grabs people is you get a chance at winning a cash prize, you know. And, of course, the drawing is going to be like at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Right, and the person has to be present to win that. But the ones that I thought might not be too bad were the ones that it was a drawing just made up of the people who cashed their paychecks there. It wasn't the whole general public.
But I think this is the trap. And, you have a check from a company of some sort you're working for, and you cash it, and now you have cash. And, so you go to the buffet, if that was free or whatever, but you're going to be in a casino walking around for a couple hours waiting for that drawing, and you know what? You have cash in your pocket. So what's going to happen?
Oh, you're going to play with it. You're going to put it in the machines or on the tables.
And then in the majority of casinos, there's ad-free alcohol to the mix?
Right, right. Yeah, especially in Las Vegas, yeah, you add it free.
Well, then that's the danger. I'm not saying it's a horrible thing, but it can be a trap, and I think people should be aware of that, But you and I have talked about this before we read this book, but the second point that he makes is you have to have a plan, and there's that old business adage. I know we both were in business, so no plan, fail to plan, plan to fail. And so you're in a casino with cash, whether you're playing a slot machine or table games, and what do you need to establish?
You need to establish a loss limit that you won't go over, and a win limit. Once you win, now that's the hardest for me, I know, and I think that's hard for a lot of people. Once you win, and if you start from the beginning by winning, I know my attitude always is, well, I'm playing with casino money. I came here with so much, and now I'm over that, so that's what I'm going to play with.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I guess you'd call it self-discipline,
Sure you would.
To walk away when you hit your loss limit. But I agree with you that there's a prayer called the Gambler's Lament, and it's a common prayer that people use in casinos. It's a statement, Lord, I should have quit when I was ahead.
Right.
And, very often people jump ahead, whether they're playing slots or table games, but then they get excited and they think it's going to keep happening.
Sure.
I don't know if I shared this story with you. I read a story about a person that won over $100,000 at a casino. And the casino did everything they could to keep him there. They put him in a luxury suite, etc. And I got this from an assistant manager at one of the strip casinos. And he told me that the guy left on Monday with $50 ahead. So he gave back every cent of what he won. So no names, of course, but I could see that happening. Because people just give him back.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that I think this is a casino trap, and maybe it's trapped us a little bit. And what's your view? And that's casino comps. Truthfully, Janie, I think it's hard for both of us. We get so many free rooms around the country in casinos, and that's because these gaming companies go coast to coast for the most part today. I really have a hard time going on vacation and having to pay for rooms. Do you feel that sort of a trap for you too?
I always feel that way. I just have gotten so tight about it because I always feel, that I could be staying in a nicer hotel, nice place, and I definitely see that as a trap.
Yeah, and I'm kind of happy about it. I mean, does it mean that we'll gamble more because we get free rooms? And what do you think?
Oh yeah, I think so. It does for me, because I'm sitting.
Oliver's trying to get on the air here, our little dog.
As I'm sitting, I'm thinking, well, I'm not paying for the room.
Yeah.
So I'm going, I feel, in fact, because they're giving me the room, that I should be playing some more.
Yeah.
And now if I am paying for the room, and that's happened where we do pay for casino rooms, depending, if we're going to a casino for the first time, a new time, or certainly if we're going during football season at colleges, those casinos charge.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to get comped rooms then, but yeah, I will play more for that reason.
And then, add to the comped rooms, the 2-for-1 price of a buffet or just 2 free buffets or free breakfast, and that's part of casino culture. I guess it all comes down to having a plan, quitting when you're ahead if you have the self-discipline to do it, and then you can still enjoy those rooms. It's really hard to find out exactly how comps work, and you hear a million different kinds of explanations. I mean, for example, Larry Adele in his book says, when you cash out at a table, never cash out with all the chips. Like, make them think you're a loser and you'll get them. I don't know if that's true or not. You know, because I've gotten comps from places where I've won. And I think one of the things that comes up that nobody talks about, a lot of times comps come out of the blue if you're gambling in a place and you haven't gambled there for a while.
Right. We've had that happen where, you know, we go to the mail, we see our mail, and we get a comp from someone from a casino that we haven't been to in 2 years. And I think it's because we haven't been there.
Yeah, so...
On some of ours, you know, we've even talked to the hotel managers or the casino managers, and we've said, you know, we passed five casinos to get here. You know, we're driving out of our way because we don't... Our problem is we don't tend to be loyal to just the local ones because we like to visit them all.
We like to travel.
We like to travel while we're doing it. So I think they go hand in hand, and especially if you have a plan. As we said in the other point, if you have a plan, then you can do that as a vacation and as a trip and include a lot of expenses that you might not otherwise.
Well, here's another one, and I this is something that I'm going to acknowledge is real. It's a trap, and that is that there are people in poker rooms, I'm going to call them professional card players, and they're sitting there waiting for tourists to come in. In fact, we know somebody who was dealing with a wedding planner at a very upscale Las Vegas hotel on the Strip. And the wedding planner, you know, that worked for the casino, said that, and this was a big wedding, tell your friends that we're going to book tables for you in the poker room. Because this person had said that, you know, his friends like to play poker. But do not sit separately at tables because there are people in there who play here every day. And I'm sure the hotel didn't tell this person to say that, but they did. And I think a lot of people have learned that lesson. Like, you know, you have people over to your house and you play poker and they're your friends and that you work with them or you grew up with them. And, you know, you're talking about things and you're having a nice game and somebody goes home with $50 and that's where it goes. And so you think you can play because, you know, you beat your friends. And you go into these places, and these are pros. They know how to play. They know how to read faces.
We also know someone that is from, who grew up here in this town and went to Las Vegas and became a professional poker player and was in the World Series of Poker.
He's won hundreds of thousands of dollars.
He's won a lot, and he's been on a little bit of a skid lately and hasn't been winning. So he is one of these people who goes into the rooms and plays poker with the tourists.
Yeah, it's just... You just have to realize the limits that you have. So again,
now if you want, you go in. You do, as the wedding planner said. You need to sit at a table with all your own people.
Yeah, there's no deal.
Everybody that you know.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's just a good time then.
Right.
All right. The fifth trap, and this, I think with slots you can kind of do it with slots too. Like, you start to play parlay bets. So you win. So like on a slot machine, you win on a 30-cent level. And all of a sudden, you start playing max, like 250, you know? And in a table game, say like craps, okay, let's say you're at a $10 table and, you know, that's a $12 bet on 6 or 8, and you win $14, and so you parlay it, you know? So now you got a $24 bet, and you parlay it again. And, you know, okay, I agree, that's a way to make money. That's also a way to lose the money that you're winning. So I think you parlay on a slot machine, or you parlay at a table game when you're ahead, you know, not when you first start.
Right. Yeah, I would agree there too.
And then the sixth one, and I think we've actually used this term ourselves. It's called chasing losses. And so let's say you're at a roulette table, and you know, pretty quickly, you've lost $200, and so suddenly, and you have $500 for the weekend. So suddenly you start to bet bigger thinking you're going to win your money back. That's chasing losses can get you into a whole lot of trouble. Do you have any view on that?
Well, right. It certainly can. That's scared money. And you have to, I think at that point, if you feel that you've lost too much, you should just stop. That's where you set your loss limit. Unless you're extremely good or you're sure, you know, the table's going to get hot and you're going to get more money.
Well, casinos depend on math, and players depend on chance, you know, because it's random. I guess you could call it luck. So most games at a casino, and you can argue all of them, but I'll just say most to be kind, are negative expectation, which basically means the house has a bit of an edge no matter what you do. And in some games, the house edge is really big. So you have to, like, beat the math. And it's hard to do that. So chasing your losses sometimes just doesn't work. I just wanted to ask you, as we close out here, what's the biggest win that you ever witnessed? You know, I'm not saying that what you won, but that you saw one on a slot machine. What's the biggest win you ever witnessed?
I think the biggest one I witnessed was about $5,000. That was in, I think, at the Riviera in Las Vegas. That's, I think we both saw that. We were in line waiting to get into a theater for a show.
Yeah.
And we happened to see that. I've heard of bigger losses, but I haven't seen...
Well, bigger wins, you mean.
Bigger wins. But that one I did see.
Well, I'm going to talk about the biggest loss that I saw on a craps table. And you remember, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. I know you like the town. And they had a boat there called the Argosy. It's now Hollywood Lawrenceburg. But the Argosy, you liked that boat.
Right. That was a really large... That was a very large riverboat. Very nice. Three different floors. Really great old boat.
Yeah. And it's... I'm not saying it's not nice now, but it was like sentimental to us. But I was at a craps table, and a man approached, and he had security with him. And he bet on the field, and the table max was $5,000. He bet $5,000, lost it on a field bet. Put it down again. Lost it on a field bet. Put it down again. Lost it on a field bet. He lost $15,000, and I was rolling the dice, and I felt terrible. I felt terrible. But I was throwing six and eights. You know, I hit two sixes and an eight. I didn't seven out. I just, you know, when you're on a field bet and you don't hedge it with placing a five, six, or eight, that's what can happen. And he just walked away with security. I mean, he didn't fuss or anything. So apparently he was a very wealthy person. But boy, that was shocking. All right, so.
Well, I've seen losses on slots where I've seen people win 500, 700, even up to 1,200. And then I've watched him play it all away, too, in the same few hours.
Yeah. Okay, well, just to review, cash your paycheck here is a trap. Possibly, be aware. Failing to plan, especially failing to have a loss limit.
Right, I think that's necessary.
And just a win limit.
Yeah, in your mind. You know, I'm not saying you should write this down on paper and be rigid and formal about it, but just have that figure floating around there that this is what I, you know, if I win up to this amount, then I will quit. That's very hard. I think to me that's harder than having a loss limit.
I agree with you. Number three, the casino comps. Okay, they're great, but don't get suckered into gambling more than you really want to because they're comping you. The one that you and I both agree is very dangerous is trying to think that you're a poker pro when you're just a hometown man cave guy, you know what I mean? And women too.
Right.
You're going to go against pros out there who are making big money from tourists, you know?
And that's how they're making their living right now.
And then I'm thinking of our friend Doug from Houston. You can parlay bets too soon because I know he's a big parlay guy.
Right.
But you can parlay bets too soon and put yourself in, you know, knock yourself out of a game from that. The last one was chasing losses. So you're on a losing streak, whether it's on slots or table games, and all of a sudden to get back, you start to gamble much more, higher amounts. Yeah, that can bring you back. It also can destroy you. Too much of a chance there. All right, so thanks again, partner, for showing up for this.
Sure.
In our next podcast, we were coming back to another strategy by Larry Adell. And it's also one that, just talking about it, I'm not real confident that it's going to be effective. But I do want to share that I felt that way about the 6 and 8 strategy of Larry Adell. I won money, and so did two of our friends at Casinos USA. So that'll be in our next podcast in 2 weeks. Also, I want to tell people that if you turn on our podcast on iHeartRadio or Spreaker Radio, and it begins with an advertisement, usually it occurs right after our theme song, which is very short, you know, 7-8 seconds, then there'll be an ad. That's because we now participate in revenue sharing. And because we are participating in revenue sharing, I have stopped asking for contributions, you know, through PayPal, because, you know, we're getting some money back. I mean, not a substantial amount of money in any manner, but I don't want to, you know, be selfish like that. We are, however, leaving up our Amazon link because that doesn't cost you anything to use. So if you make some money throwing some things around that we talk about and you want to kick something back to us, we appreciate it. But do it by going through our Amazon link on our website. You know, again, our website is www.casinosusa.bet. CasinosUSA.bet, B-E-T. And that would certainly be appreciated. It would help our cost of production, which, tell you the truth, like most podcasts, it's negative expectations. But it's a lot of fun talking to you, and we enjoy the fact that you're following us and being a faithful listener. Casinos USA is a place where every day is Saturday in our pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hey, every day is Saturday.